Some people are tested with poverty and some with wealth. Both are not easy. But the wealthy man has so much more to answer for than the poor one. And while excessive wealth is not a sin, it can certainly be a curse, especially if the owner is not willing to share it, to spend it, or to give a portion of it in charity. And who better to aid and assist with one's wealth than one's own family members who are in need? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates, a man came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, which voluntary almsgiving has the greatest reward? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, that you give away in alms while you are healthy, yet tight-fisted, in fear of poverty and desiring wealth. Do not put it off until death is near, and you say, so-and-so should have this much, and so-and-so this much, when it already belongs to someone else. Narrated by Bukhari. Having shared the story of Ash the gangster's murder, Ali Baba composes himself and he and Yahya go for an early morning walk in the neighborhood of Fitas.
Ah, good old Fitas. It's as if time stands still in the place, my boy. So much has changed in the world and here also, but it feels the same when Fatima and I first came here.
Do you still love it here, Nana? Even without Nani? Why don't you move in with us in Houghton?
Ah, I could never leave Fitas. This is my home and it's filled with memories of your Nani. As downtrodden as it now looks, my heart will always remain here. See that house over there, Yahya? That was Ashraf Ghani's house.
Oh, wow. It's still standing? Who lives there now, Nana?
His son Hassan and his wife.
Oh, I didn't expect any of his family to still live here. Nana, what happened to Julie and Farooq and Hassan after Ash the gangster was shot?
Well, of course, life became very tough for the boys and for Julie. They didn't have a regular source of income since Ashraf had refused to open up his shop at the plaza. They had just about enough money to carry them through Julie's Iddah, but things changed drastically after those first 4 months.
How did they survive, Nana?
It was tough. Poor Farooq. He was the older of the boys, so he had to leave school. He was in matric, but he couldn't complete the year because he had to support his mother and brother financially.
Oh no, that's so hard. And what about Hassan?
Hassan stayed in school. You even finished matric, but in those days getting your matric wasn't as important as it is today.
True, Nana. But Hassan was lucky he had an older brother who could take care of things.
He was. Farooq was a strong, determined young man, and he was an excellent businessman from the start. Farooq just had that golden touch when it came to buying and selling things. He could even sell you ice in winter.
I'm sure he could. And Nana, what about Julie? Did she continue with Ashraf's political work? I mean, since she was so involved in it all along.
Ah, my boy. I wish she had continued with it. Maybe then she wouldn't have fallen into depression.
Depression? Was it even a thing in those days?
Of course it was. Although nobody really knew what to call it or how to treat it. Nowadays there are so many psychologists and therapists and life coaches who can help people with mental illnesses. But back then, people just thought that poor Julie was suffering from a broken heart after losing Ashraf. Lots of people even said she was losing her mind.
Couldn't anyone help her though? I'm sure Nani must have.
She tried. Yeah, she really did. In the year after Ash was shot, there wasn't a day that your Nani wasn't there with Julie. But the poor woman, she didn't know how to deal with the grief, and your daddy didn't know how to help her either. We came from a small farm town, and we had never seen anyone suffering from such deep despair. Nani would sit by her bedside and try to comfort her or distract her from the thoughts. But Julie used to spend all her time in bed, just looking at the wall and hardly eating anything or talking. As time passed, she slept almost all the time. She couldn't even bring herself to interact with her boys.
That's so sad, Nana.
It was, my boy. It was. Ashraf's murder was the beginning of the end for Julie. Mm-hmm.
stone's throw from where Ali Baba and Yahya are taking their walk, Zaidan stands rooted to the spot in Mulana Hassan's living room. Through the window, he watches his father standing on the front stoop as a strange woman and child joins him there. Seeing the state his nephew is in, Mulana Hassan gets up and peers through the window.
Ya Allah! Say, what in the world is your father doing here?
I don't know. Fatima going to tell him when he finds me.
Shh. Calm down, Zaidan. It's not a sin to visit your uncle. Just go to the kitchen and get Maryam Appa to let you out through the back door.
Okay, but who's that lady with him? And the child?
She's a friend of Maryam Appa. Don't worry about them. They probably heard what happened to me and they just came to visit, I suppose.
Hassan, it's me, Farooq.
Coming. Go, Zay. I'll call you later.
Zaidan is confused by the woman and child standing with Farooq, but he knows that he cannot let his father see him. Farooq thinks his family has had no contact with his brother since his first wife Salma and Hassan's wife Maryam had a fallout 10 years ago. He is unaware that Zaidan frequently visits his uncle, who he takes as his mentor. Hastily, Zaidan leaves through the back door and exits his uncle's tiny yard through the side gate leading away from the front of the street. In the meantime, Mulana Hassan cautiously opens the door for his brother and his second wife and son.
Wa alaykum assalam. Farooq, Farhana, and Ahmad, what are you doing here?
Bloody hell, Hassan. Look at you. I had to come and see you after your incident. I heard about it on the news last night.
Oh, Mulana, you look badly hurt. Are you in a lot of pain?
No, not too much. Come inside. I'll call Maryam. Maryam, we have visitors.
Hassan, Papa, did the crooks do that to your face?
Aman. But Shukar, it's not as bad as it looks.
And why is your arm in a sling?
My shoulder is hurt. I'm not sure if it's dislocated, but I can't move it.
Oh, what a nice surprise. Assalamu alaikum. Farooq and Farhana, we haven't seen you in ages. And Aman, my, how you've grown. Please come and sit down.
I heard about what happened to Hassan, and we thought we'd come and see him.
Yes, it was horrible. Shukar, he's a bit better than yesterday.
But he looks so bad. Hassan, I think you need to get that shoulder x-ray. Maybe you'll even need stitches on your face.
We'll see later, maybe.
Not later. These things need to be seen to immediately. Shouldn't you be taking him to the hospital, Maryam?
Yes, but we're waiting for the policeman. He said he'd stop by this morning and take us.
But you know how the police are. He might not even come. Why don't you just drive Hassan there?
I would, Farooq, but they stole the car when they hijacked Mulana.
Oh no, that's terrible. Are you insured?
No, but don't worry. Inshallah, the cops will find the car.
So what are you going to do for a car in the meantime?
I don't know. I suppose I'll just have to get a lift up and down to the maktab for now.
Ah, that'll be so hard for you. Farooq, don't you have a spare car for your brother?
Don't be ridiculous, Farhana. All our cars are in use. No, Hassan, you should just Uber around until they find your car, as you seem to think they will.
Farooq, Uber is so expensive. I have an idea. Why don't we bring my car here for Mulana and Maryam to use until theirs is found?
Don't be crazy, Farhana. What are you going to use if your car is here?
I don't really need the car this week. It's not my turn to do school lift rounds. Aman has all his lift clubs sorted for school and madrasa.
I think it's a good idea, Umi. Then at least Mulana can still come and teach at the madrasa every day.
Farhana, that's so kind of you.
It's really too kind. But I don't think it's a good idea.
What? Why not, Hassan?
You know how dangerous Fitas is gone, Maryam. What if Farhana's car gets broken into, or even worse, what if it gets stolen?
Inshallah, nothing will happen to the car, Mulana. And besides, it shouldn't be a problem because we are insured. Right, Farooq?
Farhana, I'm warning you. Just forget about it. This is a bad idea.
But Farooq...
No, I've made up my mind. Come, let's go.
Abruptly, Farooq stands up at his brother's house. Aman and Farhana have no choice but to follow meekly behind. They get into the car and drive off.
Shh, Farooq, you're not usually so harsh. What was that all about?
Farhana, listen to me. I'm only going to speak once. You and I have been married for 15 years. And we have very little contact with my brother and his wife. You don't really know what type of people they are. Hassan is a real feel-me-sorry. He knows how to play on people's sympathy. If you give him a finger, he'll want the whole hand.
But Farooq, he's been through such a tough time. And you can see what hand-to-mouth life they have. We have so much. Why can't we help them out? Charity begins at home, you know. And he is your brother, after all.
My brother is not my responsibility. I give enough charity as it is. Hassan and I have taken different paths in life. And we each have to walk the path we've chosen. I can't keep giving him handouts. Subject close.
Later that evening, as day turns to night and the cold winter air becomes even colder, the Ghani family is entertaining guests for supper. Farooq has returned from his day out with Farhana and Aman, with his first family none the wiser. Salma notices that Nazia hasn't come down, so she sends Jarir and Bilal up to call her. Getting no response to their knock on the door, the twins enter their sister's room and notice that it is completely dark. When Jarir switches on the light, he sees the sleeping figure of Nazia lying under her blanket.
Nazia, Nazia, come for supper. Nazia?
Nazia, come on. Everyone is here already. Now is not the time to be sleeping.
Nazia, 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 Nazi.
What's wrong with her, Joe? She's not answering.
I don't know. Let me shake her. Naz, Naz, Naz. Hey, get up, man.
Jarir. Oh, flip. Did you see this?
Huh? What?
This bottle of pills.
What is it?
It's sleeping tablets.
Oh, shucks, what? Oh, no. Do you think Nazia's taking them?
Well, the bottle is open and it seems like she can't get up. I think she must have taken some.
Oh, man. Oh, no. You really think she tried to, like, overdose herself?
What? Why would she do that?
I don't know. It's just like she said something like she's suffering from, like, depression recently and...
Really? Does Mom know? We need to get her some help.
No, I don't think so. But Nazia says she's sorting herself out, so I don't know.
Doesn't look like it if she's resorting to sleeping pills.
I don't think she overdosed, though, right? Check here. See, the bottle is, like, still almost full.
Fine, then. But what should we do? Mommy is waiting for us to bring her down for supper.
I think so. You know what we do? Let's just tell Mommy that maybe she's sleeping or, I don't know, she's tired to join us. Yeah, we have to make a plan.
You mean cover for her?
Of course, bro. Mom and Dad is gonna go mental. You know, they're gonna go takir if they find out that she's taking sleeping pills. Plus, you know, like right now the house is full of people, so Mommy's not gonna make it a scene or, like, you know, come and check where's Nazia. She'll just, like, let it slip by. Maybe later.
Okay, but we'd better hide that bottle of pills then.
Late Monday evening, Farooq Ghani is still at work when his cell phone rings. It shows no caller ID, and curiously, Farooq answers.
Hello, who is this?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Who I am is not important. It's who you are that is of concern.
What the hell? What do you want? Look here, what's this all about?
All in good time, Mr. Ghani. All in good time.
But I don't understand. What do you want?
You don't need to understand anything, Mr. Ghani. Or can I call you Farouk? It is sufficient for now that you know that we're watching you and your family and your wife, your sons, and of course, your beautiful daughter.
عشوى شوف العشوى عشوى فيها لما عشوى تسعد قلبك في برنامج عشوى في برنامج عشوى لا 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 خير الليالي جلستنا محلاها تجمعنا المحبة في الله الأخوة غيمتنا التواصل وامطاره لقياكم وازهاره ضحكاتكم في الأوقات الحلوة غيمتنا التواصل وامطاره لقياكم وازهاره ضحكاتكم في الأوقات الحلوة عشوة يا ألفاتنا عشوة ترابطنا عشوة سعادتنا نبدأ خطوة بخطوة أهلا هلا فيك.